WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. And welcome back to The Calm Within, where we dive deep into the wisdom of Stoicism, not to make you feel all gloomy and ancient-like, but to actually level up your life. You know that feeling when you're just drifting through the day, checking things off a list without really feeling alive? Yeah, me too. That's why I created this podcast, to help us all find that calm within, even amidst the chaos of daily life. And today, we're talking about something super powerful, living with intention and purpose. It's not just some fluffy self-help buzzword, guys. It's about actively choosing how you spend your time and energy, making decisions aligned with what truly matters to you. Think of it like this. Wouldn't it be amazing to wake up each day feeling energized, knowing that every action you take moves you closer to your goals? Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Okay, Taylor, easy for you to say. You're living the dream, but trust me, even I have days when I feel lost in the shuffle. But here's the thing. Intention and purpose aren't about achieving some grand, end-all-be-all goal. It's about finding meaning in the little things, that delicious cup of coffee you savor each morning, a conversation that truly connects you, or even just taking a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start living with more intention and purpose. 1. Define your values. This is like your personal compass, guiding your decisions and actions. Think about what truly matters to you: honesty, kindness, creativity, adventure. Once you've got a clear picture of your values, you can start making choices that align with them. 2. Set meaningful goals. Don't just set goals for the sake of ticking things off a list. Make sure they are aligned with your values and contribute to your overall sense of purpose. Think about what excites you, what challenges you, and what would make you feel truly fulfilled. 3. Embrace mindfulness. It's not about meditating for hours on end, although that's great too. It's about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. When you're truly present, you can savor the little moments and appreciate the beauty of everyday life. 4. Take action. This is where things get real. Don't just dream about living a more intentional life. Take small steps every day to move towards your goals. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable tasks, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, even small actions add up over time. 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's be honest, sometimes we stumble and fall off track. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. You're on a journey, not a race. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions? Like you weren't really living? I'm sure many of you can relate to that feeling. It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind and lose sight of what truly matters. Let me tell you about this one time, a few years back, when I was neck-deep in deadlines, juggling projects, and running around like a headless chicken. I was exhausted, stressed, and felt completely disconnected from myself and my passions. I realized then that something had to change. It wasn't about adding more things to my plate, it was about choosing what mattered most. So, I started taking small steps, waking up earlier to meditate, saying no to commitments that didn't align with my goals, and making time for activities that brought me joy. And guess what? The world didn't end. In fact, things got a whole lot better. I felt more focused, energized, and in control of my life. I wasn't just existing, I was truly living. And remember, folks, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every small step you take towards living with intention and purpose is a victory. So, get out there and make today count. Alright, that's all for today. Remember to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Until next time, stay calm, stay intentional, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.